Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. Good, bad, and crazy martinis for conservatives today, as usual. And, Jim, we turn to the Politico for the good martini for today, and that's that despite all of her past tense, present tense, even some future tense responses saying that she has no intention of running for president in 2016, Elizabeth Warren has apparently met very recently with the Draft Warren Movement, meeting April 22nd with a small group of progressive leaders from across the country, hour-long meeting with her staff and a 30-minute meeting with Warren. Jim, obviously, this doesn't mean she's about to get everything up and running, but it's pretty weird that you spend a lot of time commiserating with people who want you to run for president if you have no interest whatsoever.
Note the irony of the Elizabeth Warren supporters who would tell us that she should be the next president because she is sharp, she is on the ball, she knows what's really going on, and she's a straight shooter. Also, her office insists she had no idea she was meeting with members of the Draft Warren. So she's one of those oblivious geniuses, apparently. So here's the thing. First of all, she's a bad liar, right? It's strictly coincidental. She just happens to meet with vocal Draft Warren supporters for an hour. But she said it has nothing to do with running for president. I love this. As you mentioned, the very careful wording we've seen from her. I have no intention of running for president, but I may do it accidentally. I may trip and end up running for president or something like that. What's useful about this is that there's a bunch of really bad things going on in our political culture right now. I think the Hillary Clinton coronation is not good for the Democratic Party, and it's not good for America as a whole. We don't have royal families. We're not supposed to have the presidency traded between two powerful families. As much as you may not like Elizabeth Warren, and you know, I obviously have very little we agree with her on, it's still better for the Democratic Party and the country, for even, you know, liberal Democrats and further left liberal Democrats to sit around and argue with each other than to just say, we, the Democrats, are putting the crown upon Hillary's head. And we'll also look ahead and nominate Chelsea in the year 2024. So that's what we're looking at here. And so I think it'd be better for everybody if she's in. The fact that she's doing this kind of surreptitious, evasive way doesn't help, but you know, get in there, Elizabeth Warren. Come on, let's have this fight. And oh, by the way, it just happens to be good for Republicans too. The more resources that get fought on between Hillary and Elizabeth Warren against each other, is fewer resources they'll have against the Republican nominee.
Two quick follow-ups here, Jim. First of all, I'm shocked that you think that the woman who thought she was a Cherokee Indian because her grandfather had high cheekbones is a bad liar. On the other side, we were pretty excited about another person even more liberal than Hillary running against her and possibly beating her in 2008, which happened, but it didn't turn out too well for us in the end. So are we daring fate again here?
Well, look, given the course between a nomination, a coronation, and an actual primary, I still think it's better for us and the country and everybody else to have a primary. Yes, a tough primary does not guarantee the other side is going to win. And by the way, that's a good lesson for our side as well. When things get, you know, very feisty in our Republican primary, people say, ah, stop fighting. We're going to, you know, that's going to cause us to lose. Look, we only lose if people decide, well, because my guy got attacked, I'm going to sit and stay home on election day. And once you do that, all right, now you're helping out the other side.
Right, on to the bad martini now. And Hillary Clinton has been getting her fair share of bad press since pretty much February, in case you haven't been paying attention, between the email scandal and the ongoing drip, drip, drip of very questionable activities of the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We've seen some polls, Jim, from the Associated Press and elsewhere that says that Hillary's numbers are taking a hit on honesty and integrity, but it doesn't seem to be making a big difference on whether people are ultimately going to vote for her or think she'd be a good president. The number of Americans, this is according to the New York Times and CBS, who think Mrs. Clinton has strong qualities of leadership has risen by 8 percentage points to 65% from 57%. Roughly 48% of Americans say Mrs. Clinton is honest and trustworthy. And most Democrats, of course, say they know nothing about the Clinton Foundation or the scandal. So it's kind of like banging your head against the table here. This seems to be pretty indicting stuff here, at least politically speaking, against Hillary Clinton, and it doesn't seem to be making much of a dent.
This is a really weird set of numbers from this poll. And so I'm not hitting the panic button. Obviously, it's not good news. First of all, we should note it's registered voters, not likely voters. You put a likely voter screen on that, and maybe those numbers don't look quite so good for Hillary. But other little things just kind of jumped out at me. Look at these numbers, Greg. For example, do you approve or disapprove of the way Barack Obama is handling his job as president? This most recent poll from NBC, New York Times, CBS poll, 45% approve, 44% disapprove, 11% don't know how Obama is doing. Has he not been in the news lately?
6 years in.
Right? Has he been on the side of a milk cart? Like, we can't get the guy off the television. It feels like he's all, you know, and this is a little higher. Like, for example, back in June of last year, 6% didn't know. I know there's going to be some people who are going to be like, huh? Well, you know, not really paying attention. But there have been some polls where it's been as low as 4. For some reason, people have less of an idea of how Obama's doing 6 years in, which is just flat out strange. The number is only 6%, for example, say either they don't know or have no answer on the right direction, wrong track question. So maybe this is just a little bit of a weird sample. I notice also that they ask people, what's the most important issue facing the country today? And the kind of an open-ended question. The economy was 11%, and that's usually the highest. For perspective, about back in September 2013, it was at 22%. Actually, the highest answer in this poll was with 12%. Was politicians or government. So at a time when people are feeling really cynical about their government and kind of feel like things are going in the wrong direction, they feel really good about Hillary Clinton to go in and fix it. I just cannot follow any particular logic on this. And so I just want to say this is the zombie, you know, low information voters are just pressing buttons randomly in response to this, a bunch of whatever responses, just an odd set of circumstances in this and that just don't really make a lot of sense. But if this really is the case that Hillary Clinton is now viewed more favorably and is a stronger leader despite all the scandals, I start shopping for real estate in Belize, Greg.
All right, on to the crazy martini now, and Clinton's also effective in the crazy martini here, and this is from Bill Clinton, who is in Africa. We caught up with him with his comment to NBC News a couple days ago when he was in Tanzania. In this latest incident, he's in Morocco speaking at a Clinton Foundation event. He was being interviewed essentially by a billionaire named Mo Ibrahim, and he was upset that the Clinton Foundation didn't fight back more against charges of pay-to-play when Hillary is Secretary of State. He says, why isn't anybody from the foundation standing up and having a go at that? What is this money for? People should be standing up and saying, this is all the good projects this money went for. And here's Bill Clinton's response. The first part is the one that's going to get all the headlines. The second one might be the most troubling.
I just work here. I don't know.
It's our turn, Mr. President, to ask you. It's a democratic
but
exchange.
I think, you know, you did look that there's one set of rules for politics in America and another set for real life, and you just have to learn to deal with it.
Jim, I don't even know how to throw that to you.
For example, a lot of people would say the rules are don't lie under oath. and that's not really a rule, I decided. And all people will say, you know, don't sell pardons if you're president of the United States. Don't sell the Lincoln bedroom. And it turns out a whole bunch of these rules just aren't even in effect for their bail. I will stop doing Clinton now. Two things jump out about that. First of all, this is the gentleman who, while talking to reporters, contended that what he was seeing in the Hillary Clinton's thing was, quote, political assassination, unquote. Pretty galling to play the victim card to begin with. But I want to say to compare factual reporting by those noted members of the vast right-wing conspiracy like the New York Times, Washington Post, Reuters, and all that kind of stuff. Everything in this Schweitzer book is checking out. And they have the audacity to claim, to play the victim card and say, this is assassination. But what really stands out and really has me fried, Greg, is that we just had an attempted assassination of Texans down at the Pamela Gela art exhibit. Okay, so don't go run around talking about how tough you have it when we have actual, you know, and using assassination metaphors, when we have actual attempted literal assassinations going on here in the United States. I don't want to hear about how hard Bill and Hillary have it in this circumstance. And then the second thing is, I just work here. On the one hand, it's kind of a laugh line and all that kind of stuff. But I think it also, I think it actually is more than a little bit of truth in that, look, Bill Clinton is in retirement, right? He shows up, he gives a speech, he does the rope line, everybody's happy to see him. He gets to hang out with his mogul buddies. They travel off to the island where the really unsavory things are going on. And that's what Bill Clinton's life is. So I'm sure he actually, when he says, I just work here, He just shows up and smiles and gives his canned speeches. That's all he does. I bet you he doesn't actually know what the heck is going on in the Clinton Foundation. And by the way, that should be also pretty bothersome, that this allegedly fantastic foundation is basically not being run by the three people who have their names on it. And it's basically just designed as, you know, milking their celebrity for cash and connections and donations. And oh, by the way, flying them around in first class and charter jets. Maybe on the side, sending a little bit of money to charities and stuff like that.
Fun times. He's had quite the week. You know, he's got to pay the bills. He just works here. Nothing knowingly inappropriate. We've gotten the full Clintonian spread, and it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, the I got to pay my bills, you know, said the guy with the net worth of $200 million.
I'm sure he's checking the couch cushions for loose change. Jim, talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us today, and tune in again on Thursday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.